Okay, the question is, can you both hear me? All right, the question presented, and this is asked to a group of people, and these are just single women or single men that just want feedback on these questions. And it says, what if God gave you several confirmation that the person you're dating is your spouse? Do you tell them or just continue to wait? What if your significant other does not have the gift or vision? Do you tell what you're seeing? Those are several questions. If you need me to read them again, just let me know. Whichever one of you want to go first, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah, you're going to tell your spouse what you're feeling.
Pardon me?
You tell your spouse, yeah, you see her be your wife. You tell her, yeah, you see the vision of her being your wife.
Okay, so if it's on the coming from the end of a woman, right? She's supposed to tell the man that she's had vision of him being her husband, or is this coming from the mindset of a man? Or are you supposed to tell the woman that she's your wife? Because I think, doesn't it say that a man finds a wife?
The man's supposed to have a wife.
Okay, so help me understand, like, are you coming from a man's perspective, I'm thinking, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so is it okay for the woman to tell the man that she has visions of him being the husband?
Yes. That's what my wife did to me.
Okay, but I'm not trying to be funny. Aren't you guys divorced? Okay, so Kool-Aid, what would be your point of view on that question? What do you think about it?
This is my point of view. You can't dictate how a person feels or what they see. Okay, at that point in time, they may feel like that's going to be your husband or your wife, but we can't read the future, so we don't know how it's going to be down the road. Ain't nothing wrong with a woman telling you, you're going to be my husband. Ain't no wrong with that, because she feels that way. Because the heart is sympathetic, and the mind is a different vessel, because the one can feel one way, and then the mind can think another way. You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't think nothing wrong with it. I think they can feel that. I think that the way you feel is the way you act on it at that point in time, you know? So, I think it can be that way, you know?
Okay, so here's a guy commentary on that statement. It was a question more like, he says, why tell him if it's confirmed it will happen? He may not have confirmed it to him yet. Peace, be still. She asked what God gave you, so if God gave you several confirmation that a person you're dating is your spouse. I would like to know what are some confirmations, because like I said, that's why I'm asking you guys. I never, you know, been in this situation to receive confirmation to know if someone is my husband. And I'm imagining since you guys have, you know, been married, that you would know that the confirmations you received from God, did you know that that person was your wife?
Evidently, God didn't send neither one of our wives to us. He ain't joking. I got to agree with that motherfucker this time. Because you know what? Mine wasn't built on the confirmation. I was kind of, my wife was like, I ain't going to be laying around here shacking up this and that. And now I said one day, you know, I said, I do love this motherfucker. I've been with a while. I'm a gone man right here. And then you're right. I'm telling you, the confirmation of God is so powerful and strong, you're going to really know it. But I can honestly say, and Mike can vouch for this for himself, I ain't joking with him now, I'm just being serious with him. He probably can vouch the same thing. Mine wasn't built on this when it went out. It wasn't built and had God first on it. It wasn't, because I see how it went wrong when it And Camila, that makes a difference. That really makes a big difference. Because yours ain't built for God. You built on sand and not stone.
K Prior Podcast and Entertainment.
What you saying?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You be playing radio?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, you won't got to watch the channel. What you think, Mike? What God put together can't no man tell apart. You see what I'm saying? And I agree with Mike on that.
Okay. Yeah, but they're saying that if two people meet, right, what she's wanting or he wants to know, if two people were to meet and they are into each other, but they just don't know if they are supposed to be each other's wife or husband, you know. So what kind of confirmation would God send to these people to know for sure that they're supposed to be married? Now, I heard talks about some people saying, well, I prayed that this man is supposed to be wearing some type of clothing or have on some type
Hell
of jewelry or something
Hell
like that.
No. I'm gonna stop you right now.
That's why I'm asking. I just read about it, and this person is asking a question, so it's obviously more than one person is asking this question, and that's why I'm asking you guys. So what do you think about that?
I don't think that. I don't be the wind cold and shit. No, man, because you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to be on with you. Like Mike said, I got to give it to Mike, right? Whatever God got built on, he's not going to be able to destroy. And another thing, too, if God sent this man or woman to you, he ain't going to let them get away from you, no kind of form or fashion. Because guess what? Their word, their blessing is for you, not for nobody else. So, no.
I can agree with that. Okay. All right.
No. Yeah,
because
when I
send her to you,
she's going to be down with you like four black guys.
You
so
would know that.
Shit, man. Don't start all that shit, man. Not today,
man. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's the question I wanted to ask you guys. Are you down, Kool-Aid, with asking or responding to more questions like that?
I'm not from this man, because I want to hear. Hold on. Yeah, I'm down for this, because I'm into that kind of stuff like that to avoid my opinion about it, because I'm going to tell you, Camille, if you ever get married, and I'm just going to say this to you from me, and I don't know about Mike, but I'm just going to say that when there's a light switch on your marriage, and light shine on y'all real hard, it shines on you real hard, things in your life and stuff that you thought would never go through, and you're going to start seeing them and experiencing them. Because he tests the faith to see what he built or he put together for y'all is strong, and y'all got faith in God. That's why divorce rates are so high right now. The divorce rates are outstanding. They say divorce rates right now in America, in the USA, is 87% out of 100.
Oh, wow.
And it's true. It's 87% out of 100. And the reason why the divorce rates got so high is because people are not marrying because they love, they in love, or because God sent them. People are married because they're looking at, most of them are looking at beneficial stuff. What's beneficial for them? So, and I'm being unnatural and shit all the time with you, but I'm going to be straight with you because out of this stuff here, I learned a lot of stuff out of it. I learned this right here. And I'm worried about, and Mike is a witness. Like I said, I fuck with me and talk shit to him. But he said, I learned out of this, all this stuff here. See, your body can be there, but your mind can be gone. Mm. And I learned this. The people that love you, you don't have to ask them, they show you. See, love comes within, not without. Love is a thing that is called, that kids give to their parents all the time when they first born, they little, three, they don't want to hurt their parents. They give you this word that means the world to a parent. It's called unconditional. They don't care if you're fat, skinny, ugly, you're rock shit, where they just love you for who you is. And see, us as people, when we get mad, we forget about that. We forget about all the things that the Bible said about our marriage, for sickness and health, for riches and poor. You know, we forget about these stuff. Because guess what? The Bible speaking to everything that's going to go on in your life. Everything that's going to go on in your life is in you. And I didn't do that until I started reading the Bible and stuff started happening to me. I believed in God, but I wasn't reading the Bible and stuff. And everything that I was going through and stuff going on, it came. It was in there. And I couldn't even see it.
It's better and worse.
You're right. And that's true, Mike. And that's true. Like I said, I shoot this shit with Mike and fuck with him. But guess what? I ain't gonna play no game with you right now. I'm being straight for you. Everything is we're going. He know because he been in that road. Everything that he went through and this stuff is in there, man. And I didn't know, but when I started reading it, and then I started getting it through Bible study and Sunday school, I started like, damn. Okay, my life was already written in here. But see, I didn't know. And see, us as a people community, we don't do this. See, we is a book. We a book. And see, and a woman told me this one time, she said, when I met a man, you know what I used to do? And he was a book. She said, I read the first 5 pages and the first and the last 5 pages, and I feed the rest out. But see, now, that's what we mess up with. See, every God got us all on shelf that book. And the way you get through a book, you have to read page by page and word by word. And if you miss one word, they can make the whole story change. Mm. It can change. So us as people, we want to take things the fast way and do it not that way. That's why we pay for so much in consequences, and we pay so bad. We do, because we won't take the time to read it. That's just like God's word. If he, when he speak his word, if you say what else every time you do something, it'll stop you from doing a lot of shit. It'll stop you. So, you know, this stuff is...
Appreciate y'all answering those questions for me, so I will talk to you later on that note.
You did some right stuff. I didn't know you had it in you. But now I just shoot the shit with you, but the stuff that I've been through might let me see a lot of stuff different, man. You know, I just talk shit, but I seen a lot of stuff different, man. You know, those were good for life.
It seems like you have some stories to share.
Yeah, he has a lot of. He's a thrown off young man. Well, I ain't gonna joke with you, Mike, because I know you crippled and shit, man.
Okay.
And, you know, you fucked up on this side and everything.
Stay tuned for more stories to come. K Prior Podcast and Entertainments. Thanks for listening. Good day.
story time. Message into the K Pryor Podcast and Entertainments and share your story with K Pryor and family. If you have a story to share, until next time, peace. Happy Sunday morning, everyone. Hey, I just wanted to put out this episode. This was an older segment that I recorded.